In our call to worship today, I want to draw your attention to Proverbs chapter 30, meditating on verses 5 and 6 this past week about having your shield with you all the time. The shield is God's protection for the child of God, and it's the Word of God. That's the shield. Listen to verse 5 and verse 6 of Proverbs 30. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in Him. Add thou not to his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. What a tremendous combination of verses here, instructing the child of God that you and I are not to try to go through our lives, we're not to try to carry out our daily duties without the shield. Without the shield of protection, the shield of faith that God has given to us. And God has indicated that that is His Word. Not only is it a sword, but it's also a shield. You and I have a responsibility to carry the sword and the shield wherever we go. Jesus Christ is our protector. When we get up in the morning and we go out for a day without the Word of God, we're going defenseless. You know, I remember my great aunt, We used to love to go over to her house and listen to her tell stories and so forth like that. She used to have a dog named Red, and he spent more time at our house than he did over at her house because he loved to chase balls, and we would throw the ball for Red. And we would throw the ball back over in the yard. He would run, go get it, and bring it all the way back to our yard, and then we'd throw it back over into his yard, hoping that finally he'd just stay over at his place. He'd wear us out trying to chase that ball. We'd go over there to collect the tennis balls. He would go put them, and my aunt would put them in this big hamper basket, and there'd be a dozen tennis balls in there with all kinds of dried dog slobber on it. You know how dogs are. And then she would tell her stories, and she would say, "You know what? You boys are getting up to where you're going to be driving one of these days." She said, "I want to give you a word of advice. When you get behind that wheel of that car, you just think everybody is coming at you with a loaded gun." She said, "If you'll keep that in mind, you'll drive carefully." And I always thought about that, you know, and I'd get behind the thing. When you go out on the highway, it's like somebody's coming at you with a loaded gun. And, you know, you and I have to be on the offense and defense all the time. And as Christians, if you go out every day without the Word, you're leaving your sword and you're leaving your shield. And you're going to go out and you're going to be effective for God. You're going to go out and be a blessing to others? I think not. You and I have a responsibility. And the Lord warns us. He says, be careful now. Don't add to my words. Don't add to my words. When you leave the sword aside and you leave the shield aside, what's the temptation? We start to add because we don't know the Word well enough. We start adding to the Word of God. He said, you be careful lest I reprove you. In other words, I'm going to get on your case. I'll reprove you, and you're going to be the one found to be the liar. You and I have a responsibility. May God help us each and every day to walk out our doors when we go into our lives. Whatever God's called you to do, whatever your place of business, whatever position you hold, you make sure that you go out with the sword and that you go out with the shield so that you can be a blessing to others and also protect yourself against all the things that we face in this life. God help us to do that.